Annyeong, we are One to Sarang.
Your next favorite Hallyu podcast.
We talk K-drama.
Mandaming kilig na may K-drama.
We also talk K-pop.
Yung feeling ko sa 17 na they bring me so much happiness.
And we live to entertain.
What you gonna do when Dicky stay in front of
Check us out now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Also on YouTube. Join us sa Tawanan at Kwentuhan
from One
to Sarang.
The views, takes and opinions expressed on this show are of the host's own and do not represent the views, takes and opinions of the Bunk Collective and its affiliates. Material and sources mentioned in this episode is for general and commentary purposes only. This episode might include strong language and may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Stay safe and stay wrestle everyone. Welcome to the main event, Mark.
Ha! Check. Yun. This better now? Yun. Aha. Mukhang nakita ko na yung hinahanap ko. Ayun. Welcome to the Main Event Mark Podcast, the official... check.
Okay.
Take two. Yun. Welcome to your unfiltered Tagalog wrestling podcast and the official wrestling podcast of the Bunk Collective. This is the Main Event Mark Podcast, a wrestling podcast with your host, Angelo Panera, here speaking to you guys. And for today's episode of the show, we're going to do a comprehensive review of Elimination Chamber Perth. And also, we're going to do our first predictions for AEW's Revolution. Despite of me, despite the fact na medyo nalalamyaan ako sa build ng Evolution na show na to, tong Evolution or Revolution pay-per-view na ito, medyo nawawalan ako ng excitement kasi on the point na nilabas nila sila Young Bucks, tong Young Bucks na to, as Sting's last opponent, medyo wala na yung excitement ko doon sa show nila na yun. Tapos, yung undercard, medyo underwhelming. Yun lang naman ang dating sa akin. Pero mamaya subukan natin itakil yun sa third half ng show. Yun. So for now, I'm just going to confirm some information bago tayo mag-continue. So, yun, Elimination Chamber ang ating main topic for this week's show. So, magadyo mag-less tayo ng talk, no? So, bago tayo mag-less talk, konting mga bagay-bagay muna ng updates. So, dito sa atin, sa podcast, we are going to do the Ask Angelo Anything probably second week of March 2024. Just few days away before DEXCON. So, mamaya pag-usapan natin ng konti yung DEXCON. Then, to extend then the context ito, itong Ask Angelo Anything, marami tayong pag-uusapan after ng Evolution or ng Revolution na show na to. Kasi WrestleMania season, we might get more stuff going on. Tapos plan ko rin gawan ng throwback review yung WrestleMania 36. Since medyo matagal na rin since nag-throwback review ako, so we might going to do a WrestleMania throwback review. And yun, medyo extend na rin natin yung context, guys. Please support Pro Wrestling PH Club, the biggest pro wrestling community in Facebook in our country. Nasa X na po ang PWPH. So please support us on X. So that's PWPH Select. So again, that's PWPH Select. So that's on X. And also, syempre dito sa show, please follow us on social media at MEM Wrestling Pod as always. So it's MEM Wrestling Pod on X, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, sa iba pang mga podcast platforms. Ayun, the Main Event Mark doon sa mga podcast platforms natin. And again, just to remind you guys, yung ating X platform sa PWPH, please pakifollow po yan sa x.com/PWPH select. Also to guys, to add, syempre Blast TV is the home of the WWE here in the Philippines. So if you want to support the local broadcasters of the WWE and also UFC in extent, please support them para matuwa naman sila, and we want to let them know na hindi lang kami, technically, mga nasa wrestling communities, ang nanonood ng WWE through our local broadcasters. So, yun, please support WWE and UFC on Blast TV. Also, to give you guys an update din, si Blast TV, meron na ring Setanta Sports. So, Setanta Sports is the broadcaster of the NBA, the England Premier League, and La Liga. So, yun lang yung tatlong coverage ng Setanta Sports. So, if you want to support if you want to support Setanta Sports sa Plus TV, it's 199 pesos naman. You have to add 20 pesos from the regular plans na 179 per month. And also, if you want to try Setanta Sports coverage of NBA, Premier League, meron silang trial ngayon na 3 months. Then, pagkatapos nun, magbabayad ka ng 199. So, ilalagay ko na lang yung details sa description ng episode na to. So, it's Setanta 3 months. You have to put it on the time that you're going to register on Blast TV. New account dapat ito, and hindi rin dapat naka-register doon sa Blast TV if you're going to register it on Converge or Globe. Yun, so pre yun, no ads, syempre. And kung ayaw nyo naman, kung gusto nyo lang yung libre, please connect it to your Converge or S2S, Sharpsaya. Then, ayun, you can now watch your favorite WWE or UFC programming on Blast TV. So Blast TV is the exclusive home of the WWE and UFC here in the Philippines. So yun lang muna. So keep in mind guys, bago tayo mag-umpisa, yung Setanta Sports is not part of the free counterpart ng Blast TV. Yun lang. So let's start our 5 takes this week on the Main Event Mark podcast. WWE Elimination Chamber was a big success last weekend sa Perth, Australia. Nakapadibago kasi gabi, no? 5 p.m. the kickoff show, 6 p.m. the main card. Then we have Rhea Ripley obviously retaining the women's title over Nia Jax. Then we have Becky Lynch and Drew McIntyre winning their respective Elimination Chamber matches, with the winner will face Seth Rollins for Drew and Rhea Ripley for Becky. Then obviously the tag titles was retained over the New Catch Republic by the Judgment Day. Then to the extent then yung Grayson Waller effect, Cody Rhodes challenged The Rock in a tag team match. Let's try to tawag dito, himayin natin yun mamaya throughout the show. No? Number 2. So, they made matches. So, heads up na to. Hindi ko na gagawa ng review sa ngayon dito. Pero, we're going to have Seth versus Drew at WrestleMania for the heavyweight title. Rhea versus Becky for the women's title at WrestleMania. Then, Io Sky versus Bayley, the Royal Rumble winner, for the women's championship on SmackDown at WrestleMania. Then Roman versus Cody, obviously, for the World Championship at WrestleMania. So that's the 4 matches that was made official so far for our WrestleMania. So, yun. I hope everyone will enjoy this so-called biggest WrestleMania card in the history of WrestleMania. Yun. Story number 3. So Mustafa Ali just won the X Division title last weekend at NWA or TNA, sorry, TNA No Surrender event, defeating Chris Sabin. Also on New Japan Pro Wrestling, so Matt Riddle one name, IWGP Television Taro. I think this is the Television Taro. Hindi ko na sure yung TV Taro ni Matt Riddle, but I think it's it. Okay, let's confirm ito, guys. Hindi ako sure. Ayun, NGPW Television Taro. Okay, so that's good. So, to extend then, guys, si Nick Namet, he won the IWGP Global Championship from the mid leader of the Bullet Club. Ayun. So, that was fun. So, I'm glad to see these three wrestlers from WWE before na nag-tribe din sila outside of the WWE. And, in-announce din ni Nick Namet that he will compete TNA Sacrifice for the IWGP Global Championship. So, yun lang ang ating number 3 story of the week. Number 4, so of course, as part of our episode this week, we're going to do the official predictions for AEW Revolution with the main event, possibly Sting and Darby Allin versus the Young Bucks, Nicholas Jackson, the Young Bucks. And the rest of the card, mamaya pag-usapan natin yon to the extent here on the podcast. And number 5, we have a lot of updates on MWF kasaysayan sa kanilang parating na super show with Kyushu Pro Wrestling. So we're going to do a rundown of that right now. So kung first time nyo makinig or manood ng MWF. So as of today's podcast, in-announce na din ng MWF that CJ Serafin will face Kodai Nozaki ng Kyushu Pro Wrestling. That's a big card for sure. Then, sorry for that, guys. I have to turn the audio. Ayun, also, so El Katipunero announced also that he will fight Gen Kai for MWF Kasaysayan. So let's continue with that. And also, the three-way match, it will take place then sa Kasaysayan. It's Nigel San Jose, Main Max, and Danny Zamora, MWF Kasaysayan. And yun, isa pa na in-announce nila is the tag team matches. A lot of tag team matches was announced for this show. So number 1, it's Oro Plata Mata, David Rabeno and Kurt Jimenez versus Baten Bora Bora. I'm not sure if I pronounce it correctly. And Joey Rosas. Ayun. So continue natin. So may cards pa tayo. Tag team match ulit ito. So SJM and Ken Cypher versus Naoki. Naoki Sakurajima pala, and Hitarmaru Sasaki. Ayan. Nasabi ko na ng tama, guys. Finally. That's an improvement. For the WUW or WU Tag Team Titles match. Also, in-announce na din ng MWF that Tajiri and Fabio Makisig will team up since 2019 for the first time na naglaban sila. Then, they're going to team up this time against Asusan and Jomar in a tag team match. And obviously, the main event is the MWF Pinoy Wrestling Championship. It's Rex Lawin challenging Jake De Leon for the MWF Pinoy Wrestling Championship. And yung tag team match na ayokong malimutan, it's a tag team match between Super P and Patricia Legaya versus Joya and Chelsea Marie. So, marami pang i-announce for the show, panigurado. And I'm really looking forward sa buong show na to. Pero sa Republika na po ako manonood. Kasi nag-iipon pa ako eh. Ayun, sa Republika na ako manonood ng show. Kasi marami rin akong pinag-iipunan. So, Republika na ako manonood. And to extend na din, I cannot wait to see Dexcon if I can watch Dexcon. I swear, I really need to watch Dexcon this year. Kailangan ko talaga manood ng Dexcon. Ayun, Dexcon last year was an amazing show. I swear to God, I need to watch this year's. Kasi it's a different one and of course, it's a different din na atmosphere compared sa doon sa MWF. I cannot wait to see more of that later on. And of course, with MWF rising to the occasion, marami kayong aabangan sa kanila, especially with their napapadalas na shows, especially with their, ano ba tawag dito? Especially with their stuff recently, marami tayong aabangan with Manila Wrestling Federation and to extend Wu tsaka Dexcon. So, supportan yung MWF. We cannot wait to see more of them in the coming months, the coming weeks. And yun. Thank you very much for that. Let's extend our context here and mag-sideway na rin tayo papunta sa WWE Elimination Chamber. So, ayun, Elimination Chamber, yun na nga. Naganap siya sa Perth, 5 PM, yung kick-off show sa Manila time. And sa US is 5 AM. Wow! 5 AM Eastern Time. Nakakapanibago. Nakakapanibago. I hope that we're going to get these shows, mapadalas pa yung mga ganitong shows outside of the Big Four na madalas lagi sa US. Ayun. So I'm really glad that we're going to get more international shows, and I'm glad that we are getting international shows lately. That's a good thing. And habang gusto ko pang sabihin, ayun, I'm glad that we are getting a lot of international shows soon as late. And yeah, so let's start. Women's Elimination Chamber match. So, this match was so good. Alam mo yan? Since 2018, I think this match topped it all sa lahat ng matches sa Elimination Chamber. I really love how everyone shined in this match, especially Tiffany Stratton. Although, I don't get the hate on Tiffany. I don't get the hate on Becky either. Siguro yung mga Becky, yung mga Liv stans, yung mga stans ni Liv Morgan, eh, ayaw nila kay Becky becoming the number one contender. To be honest, guys, medyo hindi ko rin gusto na nanalo si Bex. But that's the direction that they are leaning right now. So, Becky is the best decision that we are getting here right now. Kung ako masusunod, I have to put Tiffany versus Rhea. But imagine that later on. Mas pagpukusan natin si Becky. Becky Lynch, getting a big spot for WrestleMania as usual. And I think it's such a really good moment that Becky getting her spot, getting her wish at WrestleMania versus Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. That means something for Becky. And I really wish that we might get something down the line here. Ang ganda kasi ng setup. Medyo obvious nga lang, yun ang nagpawala sa akin ng excitement doon. But this match, Elimination Chamber match, anyways, napakaganda. No? Halos lahat ng performance nila from Raquel, from Liv, from even fucking Naomi to Becky, Bianca, Tiffany. But Tiffany Stratton is the one who shined the most on this match. Sobrang solid. As in, napaka-solid. Hindi ako makapagsalita buong match na yon. I was watching this show on Peacock and I can't believe that I'm saying that I am impressed on everyone here in this Elimination Chamber match. Yes, medyo mahaba siya. Oo. Medyo nakabaan ako just a little bit. Pero I think that we got the right winner dito. It's kind of predictable. But like what I said, like what I'm trying to say on you guys, medyo na-call ko na rin to that Becky might win this one. Kasi na-tease na nila eh. Ang dami ng teasers na ginawa nila eh. No? Pero yun, Tiffany Stratton, nag-rise siya to the occasion. And she showed that she really deserves the spotlight then. Naomi acting like the biggest veteran on this match and Liv Morgan as always. Then the other ones who competed like sila Raquel competing for her second Elimination Chamber. Really solid one. Pero medyo expected ko na rin talaga na Becky will win this match like what I said moments ago. Yung Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair. Okay. Okay, that's fine. That's fine for me. Pero medyo surprise sa akin that Liv Morgan was the one who eliminated Bianca. Is this means something down the road? May kahulugan ba to? Hindi ako sure. May kahulugan ba to? Or is this, it, this thing is just something that we have to focus on? No? Pero kung oo, ay, okay, sige. Let's give it a shot. Pero I'm really looking forward for something different. For something that we have to look forward on. Pero yung to the extent that we really have to expect Liv to be inserted on Elimination Chamber? No, guys. You just have to deal with Becky here. To be fair naman, si Liv kasi. Liv, kaka-return niya lang. She just competed on her third match, I think, since she returned in WWE. To be fair, napaka ano niya kasi, napaka solid din ni Liv Morgan. But I have to say here, I have to give you guys credit here that Liv, if Tiffany is not going to win the Money in the Bank this year, I think mas credible na ilagay yun kay Liv ulit. Pero malabo eh. Why? Ba't natin bibigyan ulit ng back-to-back wins si Liv? Liv is fine, for sure. But I don't really need to see her in the title picture again for now. Pero yun nga, I really want to see her more in the title picture, but I don't really want her to win the belt. That's for sure. Si Tiffany Stratton, napakataas, napakatayog ng future ni Tiffany Stratton. I swear to God, you guys need to focus on Tiffany Stratton down the road. Imagine her fighting Becky Lynch on two PLEs sa WWE to the extent na she fought Becky Lynch on that two PLEs. And that's amazing to me. Then she impressed everyone. She impressed me, especially. And it's just amazing that we are getting Tiffany. And Tiffany is just amazing as fuck. I cannot wait to see more of Tiffany Stratton, especially that yun, we are getting something down the line and we're getting something different from the road. And I cannot wait to see more of Tiffany. Naomi, no worries naman. I love Naomi, but Naomi doesn't need to win this match. No doubt. Naomi doesn't need to prove more for now. Taga put over lang. Okay, good. That's great to me. Parang, I don't really need more wins down the line. But yun, that was great. Yun, let's continue. So, ano ba tawag dito? Ayun. So the tag titles for the Judgment Day versus New Catch Republic. Wait lang. I was thinking my thoughts. Pero I swear guys, this tag match never disappointed me. Sobrang alam mo 'yon, napaka solid ng buong card na 'to. Walang tapon, totoo lang. I'm really glad that they gave this match a lot of time and the crowd is really into it. Walang tapon. Alam mo, hindi naman taga-Australia itong nasa teams na to. But I'm really glad that they focused on all of the matches on the card. Not only Rhea, not only the easy match. I'm really glad that all of the matches are getting a lot of spots and everyone's getting their spot here. Going back, itong tag match na to, this match was amazing. Holy shit. There's two problems that I am trying to think about and WWE needs to figure out as soon as possible. Number one, WWE should start to figure out on how they're going to split up the fucking tag titles. We don't need this unification or the unified thing since there's a lot of tag teams going on in the WWE as we speak. I don't really want to wait until after WrestleMania just to see the tag team title split because it will take a lot of shit, bro. I am just going to tell you guys that. It will take a lot of shit and it's kind of time wasting if you're going to ask me. Siguro, bago nila ihanay si R-Truth at si Miz dito. Yes, I think they are the ones that they're going to put in the one na tatalo rin kay Priest at kay Balor. Pero I wish that by then, before WrestleMania, the titles should be split up. Ayaw nang mag-antay ng after WrestleMania bago nila gawan ng ideya na i-split yung belts because there's a lot of tag teams in WWE right now and we don't want to wait anymore just to see this tag title split up. It's just frustrating. But to be fair, I really love the team, Judgment Day. I really love Dominic here on the show. Dominic though. Dominic did a really good job on the show, by the way. Alam nyo, he is the reason why the feed on Peacock, the feed on Disney Plus, the feed on the WWE Network got blacked out. He is the reason why every antics that Dominic is doing, nag-blackout yung feed doon sa tatlong platforms. I'm watching on Peacock. I confirmed with my friends that's watching on the WWE Network and they're watching it as well on Disney Plus, that they're blocking the whole thing. So we have to blame WWE here. Not all of them. Kasi, ano yan eh, PG and WWE eh. We can't really blame the providers, especially Disney Plus. Yes, meron akong abstain with Disney Plus. I really hate Disney Plus on how they are airing the programming here. But we don't really have to blame Disney Plus here. Disney Plus sucks. But I think they don't suck this time. Yeah. Yun. So, in an extent, with that context, let's continue. I'm really glad that Tyler Bate at saka si Pete Dunne, they shined a lot here. Hindi din, at to be fair guys, hindi rin sila yung credible tag team to begin with na dapat tumalo kina Balor at Damian Priest. Diba? Hindi naman lalo sila Miz at R-Truth. To be fair guys, but the story wise, I have to put R-Truth and Miz one. Sorry about that, guys. Ayun. Sorry about that. So, hindi sila Balor at Miz or sila Miz at R-Truth yung gusto kong tumalo talaga sa kanila. It should be Final Testament, AOP. But to be fair, Miz, R-Truth, no doubt, they deserve it, friend. They deserve it. Pero yes, I agree that the titles should be split before WrestleMania. I don't really want to wait until WrestleMania. It will take some time then for them to figure out what in the blue hell they have to do with this unified tag team titles. And yeah, it's just weird that we are getting split up tag titles here. Ayun. So let's continue now here with another matches. On this card ng Elimination Chamber, So this is the Grayson Waller effect. I don't really want to talk about the whole thing because I'm kinda disappointed on how it went out. At pucha, sana dito na lang ako nakatulog, hindi doon sa main event. It took a lot of time, 30 minutes almost, on this whole ass show. And medyo na lunod yung mata ko dahil dito sa show na to. Dahil dito sa segment na to specifically. Okay, so Austin Theory said that Vegemite, the Australian palamanting, is disgusting. And everyone in the crowd booed here. And then Grayson Waller was introduced. And then obviously tied to Ibasa. So they did fucking, wait lang, they did the shui thing. I don't really want to dunk on that, but that was a really good moment for Australian peeps here. And yeah, so Austin Theory, obviously the heel here, so siya yung ally. Then Grayson Waller, since Australia to, of course, hindi siya magiging ally dito, obviously. Yun. So, hindi ko na pag-uusapan kung ano yung sinabi nila before nila Cody ni Seth. 30 minutes yung entrances nila. So, yun. Ayun. So, Grayson Waller asked Seth Rollins kung sino yung gusto niyang makalaban sa WrestleMania. Pero, hindi niya yung sinagot directly. So, he said that there's a secret that he are only days away from being medically cleared to compete. So, whoever wins the Elimination Chamber match, in this case, it's Drew, he doesn't stand a chance. So, he said that. So, at WrestleMania 40, the biggest WrestleMania, everyone will sing his song. And Cody, as usual, cock blocking said, and then Grayson Waller also interrupted. And he said, cool story, bro. Also, Grayson Waller stirred the pot on Roman and The Rock here. So, kind of obvious that, yun, kung napanood niyo yung SmackDown before this show, he was talked by Roman Reigns and parang may agreement sila na something na kailangan niya medyo i-highlight si Roman. So, yeah, that's why we're getting this shit. And everyone in the fucking arena chanted, Roman sucks, Cody sucks, Rock sucks. Yun. So, di ko na pag-uusapan kung yung pinag-isabi ni Cody dito. Ang haba masyado. Highlight na lang natin that he challenged The Rock in a match. But Seth Rollins, he said that he doesn't want to let Cody, na siya lang yung lalaban kay The Rock. No? So, Cody also said that, or also said then, that if they want to fight the bloodline, they have to fight in a tag team. Hindi yung one-on-one lang. It doesn't make sense per se, no? So, based on what I understand on this, we might get Cody, Seth versus Roman The Rock, night one, then both of the tag titles, or the world titles, will be defended on night 2. And ang understanding ko so far. And I'm fine. As long as guys, Io Sky and Bayley will main event the show. I'm good with it. Everybody knows that Io Sky and Bayley will not main event this show because there's another women's title match that's cock blocking everyone. That's Rhea, Becky. Yeah, I really hope that Io Sky will main event the show. Well, okay. So, basically, Cody assaulted Theory. Then, ayun, parang ginawa ng ally ni Grayson Waller si Theory since it's Australia. Ayun. So, that's the end of the segment. I don't really want to do the summary here. Basta ang akin lang dito, the segment was fine. Okay lang. So, kung ikukumpara ko to kay Hamburglar nung Crown Jewel ba yun? Or yung Night of Champions, yung kung sino mang creature yung nag-appear noon during that show. I think this is the best appearances or the best segment na pampaumay doon sa mga Saudi shows or mga international shows that we have this on this Triple H era. But okay, so medyo obvious na sa akin that na-set up na nila yung Cody set versus Rock and Roman. Medyo obvious na sa akin. They put the plot on that. No? Medyo halata na rin na they're leaning to that and we are getting a lot of things before that. So, The Rock is on SmackDown this Friday. So, he might address that challenge down the line. No? But okay, good. Then, ang sure talaga ako, if Rock competes at WrestleMania, tag-tag team match, we might get Io Sky, Bayley also on night one. Then the world title and the undisputed title, possibly night two. So that's my forecast so far. Okay, so that's a lot of WWE propaganda. Let's continue now with the Elimination Chamber match. So guys, I have to say here, guys, Logan Paul, I swear to God, he shined here. Sobrang solid ni Logan Paul here. Yun ang, ayun, check. Nawawala na naman yung mic ko. But, ayun, Logan Paul shined the most on this Elimination Chamber match. So, si DM Punk or si... so, si Drew McIntyre, he obviously won the whole thing. But he didn't want it clear, no? So he won the match with a lot of plot twists. First plot twist. So LA Knight was assaulted by AJ Styles. And basically, he hits him with a Styles Clash. And the chair and Drew took the advantage and pinned him. Then, here comes the second one that we're going to discuss in a moment. But here comes KO. KO is definitely one of my MVPs here. And wow, holy shit. Owens did a fucking choke slam here. And I know it's very rare. But okay, let's see. That's good. Okay, continue natin that Logan Paul, ito ah. I'm very, very, very it. Sorry, guys. Yun. I'm really, really interested on. Ayun, guys. Sorry, guys. At we are getting a lot of technical difficulties. Kung nagpuputol-putol yung thought ko, pasensya na, guys. Pero, yun. Interesting part of this match though, there's a lot of holes that I think medyo na feel na nila, no? They filled it immediately on this Elimination Chamber match. So I'm really good with it na tong Elimination Chamber match na to, they told us a story this match alone, no? Na we are getting 3 matches alone at WrestleMania on this Elimination Chamber match alone after nito. So, Bobby Lashley eliminated by Drew. So, yeah, it's very logical for me. Then, here comes LA Knight being eliminated by Drew. That's because of the Styles Clash. Advantage yun. And it's kind of obvious for me. But, okay naman sa akin with afternoon kay Knight tsaka Logan Paul, but I'm really good with Styles Knight here. Solid din. Then Kevin Owens was eliminated by Randy Orton. That was a really good solid match here. And then here comes the solid part here. Randy Orton was eliminated by Logan Paul. Thanks to Logan Paul by Drew. Then, Logan Paul was eliminated by Randy Orton prior to that. And Logan Paul is teasing with his brass knucks. Then, ayun na nga. He came out with a nowhere RKO. Then, ayun. He pinned Logan Paul on that. So, yeah. Tangina, imagine mo na lang tawa dito. Yung pag-guest pala sa show ni Logan Paul, it means something eh, no? Ayun. So, last thing here. So, Drew setting up for his finisher. But Logan Paul knocked out Randy Orton with the brass knucks. Drew covered him. Then, that's it for the win. So, pero yun nga. This match was what I called storytelling match, basically, of this year's Elimination Chamber. There's a lot of story here na lumabas after ng Elimination Chamber na to. But okay, Drew yung nag-benefit talaga ng matindi. Si Drew yung nag-benefit dito, which is great for me. Lashley is the only one na parang nagmukhang panggulo. But yeah, I really thought that Lashley is not the one who will compete here supposedly. But it's si Bronson Reed. So Bronson din, na-confirm niya din that siya dapat yung magkukumpit dito. But nanganak yung asawa niya. So congratulations kay Bronson Reed, by the way. And her husband. Or wife, rather. Yun. Pero yun. Time flies, actually. So babawi na lang si Bronson Reed for him. No? But yun. Life is life. Ito nga, sinasabi ko nga, itong match na to, sobrang story-driven. And I cannot blame WWE that they did this thing na medyo story-driven, unlike the Women's Elimination Chamber match. But I'm with it. I'm really good with it. So, na-feel na nila yung gaps that we are getting at WrestleMania. So, it's kind of obvious based on what we got on this match. Penciled na lahat, basically. So, Rollins, Drew, obvious na. Styles, LA Knight, obvious na. Logan Paul, Randy Orton, obvious na. Sobrang smart move talaga na we might get these matches at WrestleMania thanks to the Elimination Chamber. Sobrang smart din nun. Mas madali kasing i-present sa audience din na yung background at saka kung ano yung makukuha din natin as well. Drew is winning the match. Given na yun. Sure. 100%. But we don't know just yet what stories will fold after of that match. So, hindi ko sinabing predictable. It's more on story-driven. And it's just amazing. Predictable match? Sure. The outcome? Hindi mo masasabi. But well, this is just amazing based on what we got. Not the best Elimination Chamber match, but story-driven, that was a really good story that they delivered here on Elimination Chamber. Just a reminder, guys, Elimination Chamber is done. Then we have WrestleMania 40, 42 days from that night. And then 7 PM yung show doon sa Peacock or Disney Plus kung saan kayo manonood. It's 7 PM Eastern Time. 7 AM Manila time. That's on April 7 and April 8 only on Disney Plus. So let's continue. So Rhea Ripley, main event na tayo. Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax for the Women's World Championship. I said earlier na nakatulog ako dito. Oo. But napanood ko ulit tong match na to in full. But I can say that this is definitely Nia Jax's shining moment. This match alone, definitely her shining moment. Sobrang solid. Alam mo yun? Napaka, napaka solid. You know? That match was a 15 minutes match. Yes. Sobrang ikli. Sobrang ikli nung match na yun, main event. Pero I think that was a really good match. Siniksik nila within 15 minutes. I cannot imagine that we are getting a main event match 15 minutes. That was amazing, regardless. They had a really good match. Main event worthy din kasi Nia Jax is Australian after all. And I'm really glad that the crowd is really on Rhea and everyone is booing Nia Jax. That was a really good thing. But like what I said, this match was basically the icing to the cake of this whole fantastic show that we got, or thing that we got here. That was amazing. But basically, this show was amazing. But I really don't know that we might get a Rhea Ripley Becky Lynch stare down, but it didn't happen. I don't know why. But yeah, overall, Elimination Chamber, PLE, this show was amazing, a very good show. So kung ako yung masusunod, hindi lang siya epic, pero medyo maluwag siya sa loob ko that we are getting 4 matches. Tapos yung pampatulog na Grayson Waller effect na napakahaba po siya. Pero yun, regarding they did reach the 3-hour mark dahil sa mga commercials na yan, 5 minutes pa naman each. Pero no complaints. Sanay na tayo dyan eh. Paano pa kung sa Disney Plus ka nanood, baka 7 minutes yan dahil ng mga video packages na hindi na nila pinapakita sa coverage ng Disney Plus kasi sponsor driven kasi yung mga sponsor nila lately, so it's kind of understandable. Ayun. Let's talk about my MVPs of this Elimination Chamber match. Number 1, obviously, Rhea Ripley. Number 2, it should be Tiffany Stratton. Number 3 is Drew. Number 4 is Logan Paul. And number 5, Becky Lynch. Honorable mention, Randy Orton. And Liv, obviously. Yun. So, ayun nga, final thoughts of the show. The show was a really good show, if you're going to ask me. A very good show. I'm really glad that this Elimination Chamber matches that we got are hindi magkapareho ng approach, no? The men's Elimination Chamber is more on story-driven kasi dami nilang nadala na stories with this match. Then, the women's side, straight-up Elimination Chamber match, solid. Obviously naman yung winners with Drew and Becky winning their respective easy matches because natisa nila to ng medyo matagal-tagal. So, medyo obvious na siya sa iba. The Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax, medyo obvious din, but that match was really good. This is definitely the best match that we have with Nia Jax so far. And the tag team match was solid din. Sobrang solid. I cannot say that everyone on this card shined, but I think this match or this card that we have shined the most. Nag-wish pa nga ako sa PWPH before, days up before the show, that we have to get at least 2 matches more on the show. But I really understand that they are putting a lot of effort then dun sa 4 na matches na yun. Na sana man lang nagpaikli sana doon sa Grayson Waller effect na medyo nagpatulog sa akin. Legit. Pero yun, like what I said, the Grayson Waller effect, medyo ito yung mga segments na dapat ipa-email na lang. Pero legit guys, napatulog ako ng malala doon. Yung segment na yun, Cody, dapat pina-email mo na lang talaga ito eh. But yes, interesting development ito for WrestleMania. And yun na, ang magli-lead sa ating inaantay na WrestleMania tag team match for night 1. Possibly, it will main event. So, The Rock, Seth, Roman, and Cody. Yep. Regardless, that was a predictable show, but like what I said, the matches are amazing. We got what we wanted and we get the matches possibly for WrestleMania. So it's more on story-driven talaga. So if you're not into story-driven matches, sorry guys, but I think it's not for you. no? But yun lang naman. Ano bang sinabi ko pa? Iba, pwede ko i-note. I think this whole thing sa Elimination Chamber, I think that was a really good show. Yun na lang. That was, I can assure you that. Yung full review ko regarding on this show, it will be uploaded sa Patreon. So it's patreon.com/MEMWrestlingPod. But spoil ko na kayo overall score ko for the whole Elimination Chamber. This Elimination Chamber gets a solid, at least solid 80 because of what we get. Pero I decided to reduce it at least 0.5 because of that lackluster Grayson Waller effect na hindi naman kailangan masyado ganyang kahaba. Nantok ako doon ng malala. Sobrang legit. Sobrang naantok ako doon. Yun lang. So that's it for our Elimination Chamber review. I'm really looking forward for more international shows. Backlash is sa France gaganapin May. Then we're going to have the Bash in Berlin. We might get the same thing on that show. I'm really looking forward. Pati yung Saudi shows, obviously, mag-announce pa sila ng Saudi shows. So yeah, that's it for our Elimination Chamber review for this week's episode of the Main Event Mark. So on our second half, when we come back, we're going to discuss NXT this week and the things that we are getting on AEW as soon as late. And pag-usapan na rin natin yung mga konting recap lang on every ex-WWE guy who won titles last weekend. Tsaka, let's cover our predictions for AEW Revolution as we go back on the podcast. For now, let's check our kabunkmates on Bunk Collective.
The Main Event Mark will be right back after of this short break. For now, let's check our kabunkmates on Bunk Collective.
Sales, profit, and engagement na naman ang usapan. Hey guys, Matt and Lance here. Corporate guys rin kami at pagod na rin kami sa ganyang usapang office. Ibahin naman natin ang mga kausap natin. Listen to guests from careers beyond the corporate scene with the Project Offbeat Career Podcast. Imagine talking to historians, gamers, teachers, and the like on how they live differently and succeed in their unconventional careers. Baka sakali, ito naman ang sign to pursue your passions. Kitakit sa Spotify, Apple Podcast, and YouTube.
Naguulat mula sa shore na kasing pretty ko.
Bringing you the latest and greatest.
And diving deep into the cool waters.
Of BLs and GLs.
And every kind of love there is.
We are The Shippers.
Sail with us as we watch our favorite queer love story.
And update you about the latest every week.
Kaya tara, sakay na as we sail the open seas.
With new episodes Mondays and Wednesdays on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Sakay na you, darling. Let's go!
Yun. So, welcome back to the Main Event Mark Podcast. Again, my name is Angelo Pinera. In case you are thinking, yes, nagpuputol-putol yung thoughts ko kanina. Pasensya na, guys. Hindi ko na lang siya i-edit para medyo transparent ako. Ayun, pasensya na, guys. Kung nagputol-putol, nagkakaroon lang ng konting technicalities. When it comes to adjusting to our new setup here. Ayan. So, thank you very much, guys, for that. Ayan. Pwede na tayo mag-continue on our podcast dito sa show. I'm really looking forward personally sa WrestleMania, syempre. Everyone is looking forward for WrestleMania. And yun, before we continue on WrestleMania, of course, marami pang show. So, it's DexCon. And then, yun, AEW Revolution. Let's do that in a moment. Yun. So, before that, let's try to do a recap of NXT this week. So, Chase Yu and Nathan Fraser and Axiom just interrupted Wolf Dogs on this episode of NXT. So, in my opinion naman, Chase Yu really deserves a tag team titles match. So, medyo na setup na to. Chase Yu defeated Fraser and Axiom on that match. Ito yung medyo interesting, no? Bron Breakker competed on SmackDown this week's episode, no? Then, Bron Breakers also working on the show. I'm really looking forward on how they're going to figure out kung paano nga ba i-drop yung belts, no? Pero, yun, we have to figure out that one. So yes, Corbin and Bron Breakers, gusto ko talaga na magkasama sila sa SmackDown. Sobrang alam nila kung ano yung strengths and weaknesses nila, dalawa. And, pero ako nalulungkot ako kasi sobrang, ano eh, sobrang solo lang talaga si Bron dito sa run na to, sa SmackDown. But, I really wish that they let Bron with Corbin sa SmackDown. And we might get more of Bron and Corbin, not only on NXT, but also on the whole WWE programming. So I'm glad that WWE is reminding then the fans that he is signed on SmackDown, and yun, we cannot wait to see more on all of them, no? Especially Bron. Yun. So yeah, that's a really good thing for me. Regardless, Roxanne Perez is apparently, ang matawag dito. Roxanne Perez is apparently chasing Lyra again. When I say again, the fact that she lost not clearly to Lyra last month or this last PLE, pero I think the idea kasi of Roxanne chasing Lyra again back to the picture is kinda interesting, but it lacks something. No? Parang may kulang. Gusto ko siyang mag-turn kay Lyra agad after ng match nila, if we're going to have a match again. Pero mas gusto ko munang mag-character development si Roxanne. And this character development is kinda meh. So far, medyo meh. Byron Saxton, on the other hand, medyo nalalabuan ako sa kanyang role here with his heel commentar, with her getting that thing, but I'm kind of disappointed. Let's continue. So Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen, apparently they are fighting now. So it felt like this is a, tawag dito, this is more on a seal to the coffin, I guess. Nail to the coffin when it comes to their team. And yan, I cannot wait to see more of both of them. Hindi rin ako medyo excited kay Jensen, but I'm really hope that we might see more of him. Si Jensen naman in the other hand. De, I was referring to Briggs na medyo walang character. But si Jensen, I really hope that he will be built up more. Ayun. Pero for sure, hindi siya maiiwan kumpara kay Josh Briggs. Kaya ng panigurado ako. Yun, that was a really good thing. Yun, ano ba? Ang kailangan natin itakil dito. So, we have the match basically for the NXT tag titles. Obviously, Shotzi was injured on the match versus Lyra Barkeria on that match. So, the match was called off. So, Ava said that there will be an open challenge, and it was answered by Lash Legend. And yeah, I think that was a really good match between Lyra and what I call this, si Lash. I think Lash Legend still the biggest money on that so far. And yun lang. Pero ang sure ako dito, we might get Roxanne versus Lyra. This time, may role sa sila parehas. medyo rush din talaga yung nangyaring match, but it's kind of understandable on what we have. So, yeah. Yun. Overall, medyo flat tong episode to this week of NXT. I'm really understand on what happened. Pero, yeah. MVP ko, Lash Legend, definitely. And I'm really looking forward for more, personally. Hindi rin ako fan talaga ng NXT na tape. So, yeah, it might be a factor. Yun. So, let's continue now with AEW talks here. So, let's start with the summary of what happened this past week. Personally, hindi ko na isasummary sa inyo yung Dynamite kasi medyo disappointed din ako on what happened on some of the matches. Let's focus na lang on BCC versus FTR challenging. And especially with the BCC setting up their shit. That was a really good match on Dynamite and we might get another one for Evolution. But I swear to God, that was an amazing match. But I kind of disappointed that we are getting a draw here. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that we are getting a draw. No? But, yun. Yun lang, medyo flat lang yung episode na yun. But, let's continue now. Aba ba? Tag match for this week. Medyo na set up nila yung tag match for Revolution. I cannot wait to see more of that down the line. And basically, they confirmed that BCC and FTR will fight again in a rematch. But okay, I'm really glad that we are getting more of them. Ayun. So speaking of which, Bryan Danielson versus Jun Akiyama. Ewan ko lang guys ha. Ayoko mang-offend dito. But these random matches ni Danielson is getting out of hand for me. I don't know. These matches are getting out of hand para sa akin. Medyo disappointed na rin ako that we are getting these matches na I know this is very understandable that we are getting these matches because this is possibly Danielson's last match. But it's kind of disappointing for me that why are giving Danielson a lot of matches? Why? I know it's not dumb enough, but I don't really like the idea. Okay. So, let's go now to our AEW Revolution predictions as we can now continue on Revolution. No? First match, it's the Mid Madness. Ano bang tawag nila dito? Mid Madness match. Lance Archer, Wardlow, and Powerhouse Hobbs. Ngayon ko lang ulit narinig si Archer. Ngayon ko lang narinig ulit si Lance Archer. So, yeah. Yan. Then, Powerhouse Hobbs getting the spot as usual. Pero logical naman that Wardlow might get the win here just because he is chasing for the belt more than the other two. And regarding on that, we're getting an amazing match. I hope we can get an amazing match down the line. Yan. So next, FTR versus John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli. This tag match basically na set after of that tag match noong Dynamite. I really hope that FTR will win this. But it's kind of obvious that BCC wins this match. Definitely. Let's continue. So, we have Christian Cage defending the TNT title versus Daniel Garcia. I really hope that Copeland is the one that was fighting here. But I know it's not. Pero okay. Christian Cage, obviously, he will win this match. Then, Adam Copeland returns. sorry, ito. I know it's kind of redundant and repetitive, pero I'm getting sick of Edge or Adam Copeland becoming a savior for every motherfucker Christian Cage is bearing up. I'm getting out of hand of those crap that AEW is providing us lately. But yeah, I hope that Copeland can secure that victory on Christian Cage. No bullshit this time. I'm really sick of that bullshit that happened last pay-per-view. But yeah, I cannot wait to see more of Christian down the line. Done. Next, it's a family versus family match that was based from Don Callis. Will Ospreay versus Konosuke Takeshita. Obviously, it's a debut match between Will officially in AEW. So, it's definitely Will's win here. Let's continue. So, we have Eddie Kingston versus Bryan Danielson for the most pointless title in AEW in pro wrestling history, the Continental Crown Championship. Let's say I want Danielson to win, but I doubt that they're going to give it on Danielson. That's for sure. Yan. Continue. Roderick Strong versus Orange Cassidy. Seryoso, wala na bang ibang credible challengers si OC aside kay Roderick Strong? Let me know. I think wala na silang credible. So it's time to introduce something new on AEW. And I really want to see Roderick Strong winning this thing. Yeah. Then, ito na. Tony Storm versus Deonna Purrazzo for the AEW Women's title. I'm not hoping for Tony to lose, but this is not the perfect time for Deonna just yet. So, I'm going to let Tony win here, but if Deonna wins, no complaints. Okay, let's continue. Our co-main event. Hangman Adam Page and Swerve Strickland challenging Samoa Joe for the AEW World Championship. Okay. This is interesting. Hangman is there for aray lang, basically. It's either Joe or Swerve here. I'm really hope that Swerve gets the win. But let's be real, we might get a win for Joe. It's a first defense for Joe for pay-per-views. And ayoko naman matalo siya agad. So we might get a retain here or a change hands or title change. Pero hindi si Joe yung mapipin. So yeah, I'm really leaning to Samoa Joe on this match. No? So last match, so Sting and Darby Allin, the tag titles on the line versus AEW EVPs. I'm really laughing on the way they're booking Young Bucks lately. Matt New and Nicholas Jackson, the Young Bucks, aka Hamburglars, and something that we don't like. Ayun. So, they're being labeled as EVPs. Whatever. Tangay na. Don't start a Vince McMahon on me because I know that will be disappointing. Yeah. So, it's a tornado tag match for the AEW tag titles. Until now, I'm really disappointed that we're getting this match. February ko pa sinabi to, anong January pa, but I'm still disappointed that we're getting this match. But regardless, I'm going to give my prediction on the Young Bucks because it's very obvious that this match is a last match. I doubt that they're going to give this to Sting and Darby because just because it's his last. I doubt that they're going to give... Wait. Before we continue, if AEW EVPs are the one who will win here, what's next? yun ang interesting. Kaya medyo napaisip ako. But I'm going to give away predictions to Darby and Sting. Medyo kakambyo ako ng konti. It's just because we want a proper farewell for Sting. For real. I don't really want a trash asshole boys getting the wins and the titles just because it's last ni Sting. I will be disappointed by that if ever. But yeah, I think Sting and Darby will win this match. Then eventually, they're going to vacate the titles and to start another tournament. AEW tournaments are getting out of touch. And I don't like it. The last time they did a fucking tournament, that was horrible. Seryoso guys, seryoso. The last time AEW did a fucking tournament, that was horrible as fuck. And that's the whatever tournament this is. Tournament. Ayun. So that's the what I call, what tawag dito sa tournament na to? Yung continental tournament bullshit na lang. Ayun. So, ayun. That's it for my predictions for AEW Revolution. Kung ito na nga yung final card ng Evolution, good. Good. I would say good. Kasi sa tingin ko, smaller card, the better. Yan, para sa akin lang. Sure ako dyan. The smaller the card, the better. And yeah, let's continue here. We're going to do a recap of this year's Wrestling Observer Awards. So keep in mind that every Wrestling Observer Awards, it's a, ano ba tawag dito? Itong Observer Awards natin, it's a fan-based vote. So it's kind of subjective that we are getting this matches, no? Okay, so let's start with the, saan ba yung list ko? Hinahanap ko yung listahan. Ayan, so nakita ko na. Ayan, so we have here the Wrestling Observer Awards 2023. And eto na. So we have here, like what I said, this is a wrestling or story-driven awards. So it's kind of subjective, no? Okay. We have here the Wrestler of the Year. So it's kind of obvious that it's Will Ospreay. Definitely. Same with the Most Outstanding Wrestler. So we also have the Tag Team of the Year. It goes to FTR. Yeah, definitely. I agree. Then, Best on Interviews, it's Eddie Kingston. Yeah, Eddie Kingston. Then, we have the Promotion of the Year. Definitely, it's WWE. Mm-hmm. WWE is the top promotion this year. And AEW is the second one with 1,965. Yun. Weekly Show of the Year. It's AEW Dynamite. Wow. Wow. Pero close yung SmackDown to second or to third, sorry, with AEW Collision. Ayan. Understandable. Let's continue. The match of the year, it's Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay, Tokyo Dome. Yeah, it's kind of understandable. That was a really good match after all. Ayan. Continue. The Wrestler of the Year in the United States MVP, it's Cody Rhodes. The Japan MVP, Will Ospreay. Then the Mexico MVP, it's Mystico. The Europe MVP, Will Ospreay as well. Then the Hodge Award, the Non-Heavyweight Award, it's Bikingo. The Women's Wrestling MVP, it's Rhea Ripley. The Feud of the Year, it's Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus The Bloodline. Second lang yung Adam Page versus Swerve. Second, the Best Box Office Pro Wrestling, definitely, it's Roman Reigns. Most Improved, Julia Hart. Most Charismatic, MJF. the Bryan Danielson Award. It's Bryan Danielson, obviously. Ayun, so best brawler, John Moxley. The best flying wrestler, Vikingo. Most overrated wrestler, Sanada. Almost close si Roman Reigns dito with 109, over with Sanada's 114. Most underrated, Chad Gable. Rookie of the Year, Yuma Anzai. Best non-wrestler, Don Callis. Best television announcer, Excalibur, AEW. Worst television announcer was Booker T. AEW Revolution was voted as the best major wrestling show. Then yung excuse me, worst wrestling show of the year, it's AEW or WWE, sorry, WWE Crown Jewel. It's kind of understandable. Ayun. So wrestler maneuver, Hidden Blade ni Will Ospreay. Then number one most disgusting promotional tactic, it's WWE enabling Vince McMahon and him being back in position. TKO keeping him in position of power. Ayun. So worst television show, it's NWA Power. The worst match of the year goes to Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight. Rest in peace, Bray, by the way. From the Royal Rumble. Worst feud of the year, it's MJF versus the Devil. Definitely. Ayan. Worst promotion of the year, NWA. No, close. Ayan. Best booker, Paul Levesque, Triple H. Promoter of the year, Nick Khan. Best gimmick goes to Tony Storm. The worst gimmick goes to the Devil. Best pro wrestling documentary, it's Dark Side of the Ring. And that's it for our Wrestling Observer Awards for 2023. I'm really looking forward for 2024. Walay ko, hindi makapagyabang si TK ngayon. Walay ko, hindi makapagyabang ang loko. Ayun. So that's it for our main event mark episode this week. And I'm really looking forward for our next episodes and the coming weeks. We're going to discuss AEW Revolution. Also, pag-usapan din natin yung gagawin natin before WrestleMania. And of course, the Ask Angelo Anything. You can, by the way, ask me questions on our Facebook or sa X. We are going to accommodate the answers and your questions regarding on that. Yun. So, let's do a quick rundown bago tayo mag-continue. So, The Kingdom Podcast is nag-release sila ng episode about Itzy, kung ano yung nangyari sa Itzy. Let's talk about the WWE part up here. So, medyo Yuki compared the storylines that we have right now to a steak, no? Everyone wanted a steak. And Roman is the steak, in fact. Everyone is eating steak a lot, no? So, bihira kasing kumain ng steak. So, bihira rin mag-compete si Roman, no? So, everyone wanted a better steak. So, that's what I understand. So, that's what really triggers me or interested me the most. Triggers, hindi naman natitrigger in a bad way. Medyo interested lang ako on what WWE is planning for WrestleMania. I'm really looking forward to a lot of things going great in WWE. I hope that we can continue with that. And we cannot wait to see more of that by WrestleMania. Okay, to take note, I really wish that Ingrid will come back as a wrestling fan. Ayan, I'm really looking forward for an episode with The Kingdom again this year. I hope that all of them will join on the episode and I cannot wait to see more of Yuki Kam WrestleMania. Yeah. So that's it for WrestleMania. For now, let's do our picks of the week. Our match of the week, it's definitely the Women's Elimination Chamber match. The Women's Wrestler of the Year, actually, the week, sorry. Yung Wrestler of the Week natin, it's Rhea Ripley and Tiffany Stratton. Medyo dikit sila sa akin. Then, yung MVP ko, yung Superstar of the Week ko, it's definitely Drew McIntyre and Mustafa Ali. I'm really glad that Mustafa Ali is getting his redemption outside of the WWE. And I'm really hope that he will do sa New Japan. And by the way, congratulations kina Riddle, kay Drew, and also kay Nick Nemeth for winning their respective titles last weekend sa mga shows na ng New Japan at TNA. Yun. So that's it for me on this podcast. By the way, you guys can support the Main Event Mark on all of the social media platforms. That's on Facebook, X, Instagram, Twitch, TikTok, and on our threads at MEM Wrestling Pod. Also, you can support our podcast on Patreon as we're going to release the written review of the WWE Elimination Chamber on Patreon, and also we're going to do a Revolution 1 on Patreon. That's patreon.com/MEM Wrestling Pod. Also, you can support our wrestling group, our biggest wrestling group in the Philippines, in the Facebook community. It's Pro Wrestling PH Club. You can support Pro Wrestling PH Club on Facebook. So you can join our Facebook community, and please follow PWPH on X. That's Pro Wrestling or Pro Wrestling PH Club. Yung kanyang username is PWPH Select. You can support PWPH as well by Patreon, patreon.com/PWPH Select. And yun, the podcast is under Bunk Collective. So of course, please support all of our shows here on the Bunk Collective on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and syempre on YouTube. You can support the show as well on YouTube, by the way. Yun, please support all of our bunkmates kahit sa ang platform. And yun, the Main Event Mark, always on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, sa YouTube as always. Then yun. Ano ba pwede ko sabihin? Ayun, please support the latest episode na The Kinda Podcast. I hope you do, because they talked about a really interesting topic regarding TWICE, ITZY, sa recent comeback nila, with four members being active and Lia still inactive as we speak. Then, yun, they talked about WWE a little bit here. Then, ano pa ba? Ayun, Dexcon. So, WrestleStorm is coming on March 23 and 24 sa Green Hills, sa Unbox Green Hills, and also on Brawl Pit Bulusan for the wrestling show itself. The main event of this show will be the Calamari Kings versus Jake De Leon and David Ravenna in a tag team match. Then also, we're going to get the Gemini Kings versus TJK. The Wu tag team titles will be on the line, by the way, on this show as well. And yun, you can get your tickets on Dexcon's Facebook page sa Dexcon.com or Dexcon.helixpay.com. You can support the show, by the way. I hope that I can go on Dexcon, by the way, so we can support our friends from Dexcon. And yun, thank you very much. I hope you can support all of our local wrestling shows here on the Philippines and our scene as well. Yan lang naman. So please support our local wrestling scene. Please support Pro Wrestling PH Club. And definitely please support this show by subscribing to Patreon, patreon.com/MEM Wrestling Pod, and to subscribing on YouTube, youtube.com/MEM Wrestling Pod. Please subscribe on YouTube. Baka mawalan na ako ng boses. So yun, mag-subscribe na lang kayo sa YouTube, youtube.com facebook.com/MEMWrestlingPod. And that's it for our main event mark, episode number 204 in the books. Stay safe and stay wrestle. I hope I can see you guys next week on the podcast. And of course, see you on the next episode of the pod. Goodbye for now.